the Monday edition. The Dame time. You've seen the video. What was that? April of last year? It was Dame time yesterday, that's for sure. Edition. The draft week edition. Draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Jesse's favorite town of Detroit. And then next year, it's in Green Bay edition. And the Goody talks in 58 minutes. Got any requests that you'd like me to ask him about? Edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, although I'm running into a little bit of a technical issue myself, and of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, not sure, I can't see him at the moment. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He was drafted in the 2000 NFL draft along with Tom Brady. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was pleasantly surprised with last night's Bucks performance. Got home in time to catch a lot of the first half and then didn't really have to watch the second half. So pleasantly surprised at the Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis and everything else. The only thing I'm irritated about, I had my prize picks projections all lined up.
Okay.
And I knew Dalla Dame, or at least I hoped, was going to go 28.5+. I just felt it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get it in on time.
What?
I didn't get it in on time. And we got Joker with a freebie tonight. So I'm irritated with myself on that. It's the only thing I'm irritated about when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks after last night's game.
Sounds like a rookie mistake.
Yeah, that was dumb. I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't plan. You don't plan, you plan to fail. And that's, I did that last night. I'm kind of irritated about it.
Some of us had Dame. Some of us had Dame. We were in good shape last night.
So if you thought he was going to go for 28, then you didn't expect 35 in the first half alone. And then
I didn't expect zero in the second half either.
Not scoring in the second half, exactly. Does this change? Because it was interesting. I heard Lisa Byington reference this multiple times during the TV broadcast that Dame addressed with the local media the idea that he's not happy, all the stuff that had been the narrative during the course of the week leading up to this and after the performance that he'd had late in the regular season. I thought it was really interesting that he took that head on. Again, I don't know if he was going to come out and say, yeah, I really am not happy here, but I'm going to make the best of it.
What do you think he's going to say the day or the night of the playoffs? Like, you have to be able to read between the lines. Do I think Dame is happy in Milwaukee? No, I don't. And I might be wrong on this. I don't think this is where he wanted to come. I think the fact he made the situation as good as he could, but he's going through a ton off the court, obviously, in his personal life. I think he wanted to go to Miami. He has made the best of it. And I think this, what maybe I have underestimated, and again, I'm not crowning him yet. It's one game, and it was a great game. And with everything that went right, Indiana still cut it to, what, 10? 12 before, 12 right at the end of the third? So all of that. But the playoffs, the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks' own Twitter account tweeted out that the first 82 didn't matter, it's all about now, tells you a lot. And it tells you that, you know, when you're a veteran player and it's kind of ho-hum, get to the postseason, which is what most of these NBA guys are in and what they do, the switch gets turned on. It's whether or not you get it hot enough and you can get enough electricity to make it happen. And last night, Dame showed, you know, he's still the same offensive weapon that we all hoped. Can he consistently do it and do it and do it? And if that's the case, Bucks could be pretty good. If he's not, it's going to be a dogfight here. So I think we, as just watching it, you can say, well, I don't necessarily buy everything he's saying, but you can still look at it and say, there is no doubt veteran players that have been around for a long time, they're going to be less interested in the regular season, preseason, and they are going to amp it up in the postseason. We've seen this a lot. Some teams have been able to crank it up and do it. Some have not. Is this team going to be good enough? That's what the next, you know, 2-3 weeks are going to be able to determine as the Bucks postseason stuff continues to unfold.
But you feel better, right? Like you.
Well, you have to feel better. Yeah, it was a. It was. I still don't feel like, oh, this is going to be easy breezy, keezy feezy, kicking the Pacers teasy. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is going to be a dogfight. The fact that the Pacers shot as bad as they did, and it wasn't like. What?
Is that a saying, or was that just you kind of like riffing there?
Easy peasy. That was kicking riffing. The Pacers
kick their teasy. Wheezy.
Well, I don't want to swear. I don't think this is going to be some, you know, 5-game gentleman's sweep. I think this is a dogfight. The fact that the Pacers missed as many wide open looks as they did last night, it's great. But I don't see Indiana scores a ton of points. Milwaukee's defense, was it that great last night, or was it Indiana? Those are all the questions I still have. But yeah, you have to feel, because if they lost last night, I think today's show would have been, it's over. What are we gonna do? Dame's gonna get traded. Dame didn't. The fact that Dame played great. The fact that Chris played great, this gives all of us Bucks fans hope that, all right, even though we lost to some garbanzo teams, and I didn't write them off like I did with the Oakland A's and the Milwaukee Brewers. I didn't.
Dunzo. Yeah, no, you didn't.
I still am concerned, do we have enough? Because this series is going to drag. I think this is going to be a grinder, and I think you're going to see the championship medal continue to show, and I think the Bucks will find a way to advance. But last night was critical, and I thought the Bucks did what they needed to do.
And if it's a grinder, that's okay. Because if it goes longer than 4 games, which I'm not predicting a sweep by any means either, but if it takes Bucks in 6, it does extend the series. And we know how long these series last. And so they can't, like, the idea that time is on their side if it takes longer, because it brings back their best player. And I don't know, hard to judge from a guy in camo colored pants, but he looked into it. Giannis did. He looked enthusiastic. He jumped up after one of the bigger plays late in the second half. So again, that's not the same as,
was there any wincing?
I did not see the wince when he jumped, but
that's good.
Both Steve Novak and Lisa Byington noticed it. So my point is that it's okay to feel better about them, and it's okay to still have concerns about them. But that was really important, because to your point, if they lose last night and Damian Lillard has 21 points on 6 of 18 shooting, you're not feeling good, and we're taking calls on how concerned.
No, we're calling it. I think if they lose last night, we're calling it, and then game 2 is a must win. So, yeah, there. I think Dunzo maybe would have showed his face last night. And now I think everybody, okay, this is more what we expected when we brought Dalla Dame in. And I think as sports fans, we just have to start coming to grips, especially as NBA basketball goes, that the regular season is more and more meaningless when you're a decent to good team. And where the Bucks are at with Giannis and everything else, it's just going to be ho-hum, wake me in late March, early April when it comes to the NBA, and you can't get caught up in any of the other stuff, because it doesn't seem like the players, and it doesn't even seem like the Twitter account does.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that. I'm not sure that that's the most important, savviest marketing ploy when you want people to come to the games the first 82 or the first 41 at home, But I understand their point, right? All the drama, all the frustration, the coaching change, all that doesn't matter anymore. All that matters is what they're going to do now. Jesse, do you feel better now?
Yeah, so you were watching Lisa Byington on the Bally broadcast. I was watching Ian Eagle on the TNT broadcast. And they put up
loyal to our local people.
They put up a graphic about the Bucks have the second longest active playoff streak behind the Boston Celtics, reaching the postseason. Then they said that each of the last 6 years, which I hadn't realized this until it was said on the broadcast, each of the last 6 years they've been a top three seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, they were the top seed last year.
So, like, the model of consistency that the Bucks have shown in the regular season reaching the playoffs has been good. It's been a couple of series in the postseason that they've struggled. But when you look at LeBron and the Cavs or Steph and the Warriors and what they were able to do over the span of their runs, you could even go back to, like, the Lakers and Kobe. Like, it is a different season when you get into the playoffs. So as long as you're, in my opinion, having home court advantage in the first round, I don't even know if it matters as much in the second round as it does in the first round, but as long as you have home court in the first round, you're a top four team, it is a different season, and I think the Bucks are positioned, based on what we saw last night, to make a run. Like, they look more experienced and just more composed than the Pacers did, and I'd rather have them in that position, even given all the stuff that happened in the regular season, than the alternative.
So, if the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Pacers in six or seven, find a way to beat the New York squad, and then get run out of the gym in five against Boston, are we looking at this as a successful season?
With everything that happened and hiring, I mean,
put it all into
play, right?
Put it all into play.
It's all baked into the cake. Then yes, yep. If they reach the Eastern Conference Finals after how badly this could have gone, then yes.
Agreed. You fire a coach middle of the season to reach the conference finals, that's a success.
I'm going to say this.
This question.
Never, ever, ever would we say this about the Green Bay Packers. We just wouldn't. If you have an established star, and if Jordan Love, let's say Jordan Love wins an MVP and is Aaron Rodgers 2.0. When did we ever say with the outside of Jason, when it was the Atlanta Falcons, when have we ever said, the Packers have done this and – well, if they get beat in the divisional round or the NFC championship game, it's still a really successful season. Just never said it.
Yeah, this all goes back to that fateful day. That cloudy, foggy day and against Arizona.
Snowy. Oh, I was going to say that one. That year, they fire McCarthy with four games left. If they make the NFC championship game after that, that's a success.
No, this all goes back to that fateful day when in the first year of our show, well, it would have been, what, January of 2017, we were having this argument. The great Tony Cartagena was in Jesse's seat. He started out as the producer, and he was adamant that the 2016 season had been a failure and that I was wrong to argue that it was a success. And that was when I decided, I hate this debate. And now we're about to have it again. Because to your point...
No, we're not having it again.
Well, to your point, though, I think there are circumstances... Like, was last year a successful season for the Packers?
Heck yeah!
Okay, heck they didn't yeah. win a championship.
Last season was an A-minus for the Green Bay Packers.
All right, what if they reach the NFC championship game this year and lose there? And let's say lose handily. On the road to Detroit or Philly or whoever, are you going to be able to say the same thing? Because I would view it as stepping stones toward being a Super Bowl team. And if they go 11-6, win the division or get a wild card, don't win the division because the Lions do, and then they lose in the NFC championship game on the road, I'm probably still going to say it was a successful season because they took one more step closer to being a champion. And I'm afraid that I might be wrong, or at least told
I
I'm
think
wrong.
With where we're at, the expectation game, which is always what fuels success and or failure, I don't think Packer fans are looking at it saying we can't win a championship, but I think you're looking at it very similar to, I think, how the 2009 season went. All right, we have a year. And obviously Jordan's rookie campaign or first-year starter campaign was much better team-wise than Aaron Rodgers. Much better. Now, is that going to speed up the expectation game? Yes, it does. But there's still, I think, an understanding that you have a young player that is still going to go through some things. Whereas with Giannis and with the Milwaukee Bucks, that's not the case. These are seasoned veterans, and the window's closing on this era of Bucks basketball. The window is just getting opened when it comes to Jordan Love, and that's why fans look at it in a different light, in my opinion.
And you acquire a star player who has to assimilate to a new team and maybe struggles to do so.
That's what the regular season's for. That's what the regular season's for.
Okay. Well,
there ain't no rookies. There ain't no first-year player in the NBA playoffs. You got 82 games to get that donezo. That's over.
I understand. I hope we're having this discussion. I hope that they're in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. Sydney will be excited. She'll get to see her guy, Drew Holiday, that she loves to watch play. And if they lose, they lose, and then we can have that debate. But right now, they have a 1-0 lead in their first-round playoff series against the Indiana Pacers, who couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat the way they were shooting it yesterday. So I think Tyrese Halliburton, the pride of Oshkosh, had 9 points late in the second half.
He ain't the same guy. Since he's been injured, he ain't that guy at this point, which is good for us. He's not.
So I hope we have this debate. It is draft week. I want to get to a few things, including the fact that Goody is talking at 10 o'clock this morning, which I appreciate you guys letting me duck out to go take part in that. I have a couple of questions that I want to bounce off of you before I ask them to him. I want to get your opinion because I value your opinion. I also value your opinion when it comes to replacement windows. And, of course, I know your advice.
Yes, indeed. It's always Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows and Doors. The luxurious look, the sleek design, and the custom colors that are available, they are guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and to keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, you can get 0% interest for 36 months. I got to pull up this text. You know when Gina sends a text, Jason?
Yes.
That means big things are ahead, yeah. Right? Let me pull this up with my boy Wildy, and it's now. And I got to use the words up to. You get up to 0% interest for 60 months or up to 24 months with no payments, no interest, and no money down. Get it moving. So that's even better than what we initially talked about. And you have until April 30th to get it done. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Up to 60 months or up to 0%, you think, there?
No, it's up to 0% for 60 months.
Okay. We will talk about
think?
The. I'm. Well,
you
not
think it's
sure,
different? I mean, I'm just reading what she wrote.
I feel like when we do the countdown and you say that the numbers are higher or lower, like, can you go up to 0%? Like, if it's up to 0%,
oh, so you're
it be like,
questioning Gina's grammar?
Down to 0%.
What a slap to Gina's face!
I'm questioning your interpretation. I think it's up to 60 months. 0% interest for up to 60 months. Is my theory.
Well,
maybe
I'm
it's
telling
only 45
you, I'm literally reading the script right from the text she sent both of us. And it says up to 0% for 60 months. I kind of agree with you. I kind of do. I'll have to check back with
Flesh
you.
Flesh that out. I know she listens to the show, so we'll check in with her.
Either way, you get up to 24 months.
As a hierarchy, then it would, like, 0% is at the top of the hierarchy. I'd be on Gina's team.
Packers are the lowest ranked team in the power rankings. They're number one. All right, we will get to my questions for Goody. He's talking at 10 o'clock. Tausch will give me his thoughts on that, and so will Jesse next. It's Wildy and Tausch.